Good morning, or good afternoon now. It's Rob Knapp. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Rob.
You got the Evergreen Valley Group. Mike, Tom, Wendy, Melissa.
Dana's on. Adrian's
hey,
here.
Dana. All right. This is week three. Before we get started, what's on your mind?
Hey, just a note. We have an event this evening that we're hosting with top clients. So we need to make sure we're off at 4:30 on the button. Okay.
Roger.
All right.
Yep.
On the mind, we're continuing to dig deep into the top part of our book. We started. Again, continuing to introduce the idea that we've hired a consultant that will be changing. We'll have less clients to our better clients. You're part of it. We're very excited, so on and so forth. I think we're just continuing to run here 100 miles an hour.
How? What's the reception you're getting?
All been very positive. Although, one interesting response was somebody, sort of stopped and just sort of, said it in terms of like, man, is that an inconvenience to you? Is that kind of getting in the way, taking up time, so on and so forth? And, we just sort of, kind of came back on that, like, no, it's a big positive, obviously with Rob retiring, we're going through this process and we actually have somebody helping us organize it. So. Been very helpful, but I would say, at the end of the day, everybody's been very positive about it and excited.
Yeah, they will be. That's a reflection of you guys. If you're excited, they'll be excited.
Yep.
And that's the way it is with anything you present to them. Energy, it's positive energy, enthusiasm. That really gets the clients going, they get excited, they're not quite sure but how it's going to affect them, but as long as you're in, they're in, and it's all good. Questions about any work that you did, any challenges?
Well, we started ordering all the folders in, and we didn't go to the... We didn't go to the site that was listed on the in the book yet, but we were getting them through Staples because that's the easiest place for us to order them because of our internal ordering system. We have two colors, so we're still working on acquiring our colors for prospects and centers of influence, so we're starting to go through that process.
Tom, do me a favor and hold off on any more of those for now, okay?
Yeah, we don't have any available to get on those other colors. That's why we're just going to work with what we got.
Okay, no, I'll talk to you guys.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah, if you can make sure they're the heavy, really the heavy medical folders. If you're going to order something different, they just are better. But
yeah, we got the for the clients. And for our copy, the blue and red, or whatever the looks brown to me, but they call it red. We got the the six pocket medical folders, the good ones, and we kind of use those for our top clients anyways internally, but we never use them as give those to the client. So we're getting everything squared away.
Good, that's fun. Yeah, if you can get them cheaper some other way, we sell it to you at whatever cost we have. We don't try and make anything on those because, they're expensive enough the way they are. So we're trying to manage that for you. But if you can buy them in bulk or you can do something else, great. Go for it. How about the forensics on the the top 20% of your clients?
Turn on niches?
Yeah. Niches.
Yeah, we were joking, having fun with that. We've kind of put some the spider web, so to speak, together in that respect, and we've realized that there's really three three country clubs that a good bit of our top group belong to, golf at, go to on a regular. We've realized that there's a good bit in our top 20 that are part, I think I sort of brought that up in the last call, York County Farm Land and Natural Trust group are involved there. So, you know, just in terms of like this evening and our we did, you know, these are our first two real events that we've had with these clients. And we found out in our last event that there was people that we didn't know knew each other that were at the same thing and knew each other. And tonight we had sort of purposely invited certain people that we think know each other through some of those places to all be there tonight. So we're pretty excited kind of about continuing to build this sort of circle around us or get in the circle, so to speak.
Right.
You know, the wheel.
Good. Excellent. Excellent. Any others that came out that you weren't aware of or you said, aha?
Our Mike and I's natural niches that we were working on kind of outside because of the situation with the, you know, inheriting the other advisor's business. But, you know, once we got down into our own, you know, there were a lot of, there's a Fortune 50 company that a lot of Mike's side kind of come through. So there's some certain connections there where we knew where that was at. I was in the Marine Corps for a few years, so I have some certain connections there where some things were coming together. But the real aha, as we just talked about, was where we were at that last client event, and all of a sudden we realized, hey, all these people know each other. And folks that we had no idea knew each other were walking up and saying, hey, I haven't seen you in so long, we should go golfing again. Or, you know, I had that person as my teacher 50 years ago, or the one that we brought up last time. Would you mind if I invite this other person? They're my plus one. And we didn't realize that we had clients that were dating.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Yeah, so, you know. And the asset levels were a little bit different there. They were on kind of opposite ends of the client ranking spectrum. So, there were some lot of ahas as we were going through that with the last meeting. So, some good stuff.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Another one that I just failed to kind of – we have a good bit of people that work for one of the health networks here in town, which we kind of again, as we were going through clients and we're working through events, you know, we had one of our top clients who is a widow, her husband was a doctor, she was a nurse, you know, ask about another client, you know, who we realized was a nurse there. But again, when you're working with these folks and they've already been retired – you know, you don't necessarily put two and two together where they may, who they may have worked with and who. And I know that there's other folks around that one health network. So that's another place to kind of try and become famous.
Yeah. And you can, you know, you can pull like you're doing now, you can pull those people together and they really would appreciate it. You know,
right.
Like a retired, health network. Retired community, you know, bring them together, have a little cocktail party or recognition over the holidays, or just a lot of, it's just kind of fun. And, you know, ask them to bring a friend, you know, and they're all going to be potential. I mean, assuming you got the right group, they all have potential to be good clients. They just happen to not be with you at this time.
Right.
So, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I love the aha moments of like, wow, we had no idea those guys knew each other. Okay. Natural Land Trust. Okay, so... any questions on the chapter? Anything that, you know,
before you got on the call, we were kind of talking through the titles, like the five-star model consists of the VP of planning, implementation, brand, marketing, leadership.
Yes.
So we're kind of talking through that.
What'd you come up with?
And there's four of us. So, like, how do you, you know, is it okay for somebody to have two titles, or is there one?
Yeah. I mean, if you're a sole proprietor, this would be a help to you to just think of your, you know, are we really, am I as a sole proprietor doing all of these jobs as well as I should, or am I kind of not doing one? And so it's, you know, as you, when you have a five-person team, it's easy. Four-person team, it's easy. But when you get to a one-person team, you're like, I got to do all of these?
Yeah.
You really do. Right. So you don't have to tell me today who you've picked for what roles. They probably are fairly obvious to you. But what I'd like to do today is just sort of emphasize the importance of reading the chapter in the Supernova Multiplier on the five-star model. In there, I go into excruciating detail on the roles and responsibilities and how to do them. And the other thing is I just did two webinars on leadership. And the leadership role is the single most important role there is. And I don't care how you run the, you know, you can have two leaders, you can trade off leadership every year, you can, but somebody has got to take on the role of being the leader. And that is the single most important determinant of your future as a team. Seriously, it's very important. I use the analogy of any team, but particularly teams. I mean, you guys, I hope, are a really good team. But teams that are critical are like ER teams, right? Emergency room. If they don't work together, they crash. I mean, people die. Marine Corps. If you don't work together as a team, people die. Navy. If we didn't work together as a squadron or as individuals, my plane captain let me down, people died or could die. So that's not going to happen here in terms of death, but you'll never get the productivity and the leverage and that feeling of being a team unless you really are a team. And what does that entail? It means that everybody takes their role seriously. You've got a role of being a financial advisor in a CA, and those are important. That's what sustains you. But you also have a role as a teammate. In the Navy, we had roles and responsibilities that were above being a pilot. So you could be a submariner, but you were still a naval officer. So you had to stand the duty, and you had to do other things, be administrative officer and charge of training and do other things in your unit. And that's what this is about. Okay, so you have your job of being an FA, but I want you to think of your primary job as this job, the leader of the team, the person in charge of financial planning, the person in charge of brand management. That's your primary job. Your secondary job is your role as an FA or a C. And if you do it that way, you will have the best team ever. Now, the key for leadership is to establish a clear vision of where you want to go and how you want to go there. Communicate that vision clearly and always, often. And then The key element is accountability. Hold yourself and your teammates accountable. There's a tendency among all teams to want to avoid confrontation, and because you do that, no one is accountable and the team falls apart. Teams fail because nobody checks up on them. People like accountability. People like somebody to check up on them. People like to get a little recognition. And when nobody pays any attention to the job they did, they stop doing it. So you as the leader and you as a teammate have got to you've got to help each other to hold yourselves accountable. And if you do, you'll be very successful, amazingly successful. And you'll get the productivity out of this that like you've never seen. Questions on teams and five-star model or roles?
No, I don't think so. I think we understand.
Okay, so what does a leader do? You build a folder for each of your teammates, and they build a folder for themselves. You meet once a month for 45 minutes, and you talk over their role as their professional development and their personal development, their role on the team, and how are they doing in their particular star, and then how are they doing in their personal development and whatever they want to be, get their CFP, CFA, CFSEMA, whatever, develop public speaking skills, whatever. You coach and counsel them along the way. And if it's a peer, you just do it because that's what you have to do. And you help them. As a coach, you're there to help and guide and do the best you can and give them the opportunity to shine. So you have to know what their job is. You have to know what their role is, what they're supposed to be doing, and then they have to do it. So you meet every single month privately and go through this. Now, once a week, you go through the same thing. Everybody reports in on how they're doing as in their role as part of the five-star model. And you as a leader tell the team how they're doing overall compared to your goals that you're setting for the year. So it's pretty straightforward, fairly reasonable, rational, but nobody wants to do it because it's accountability and it's confrontation. And everybody avoids those two things like the plague. So how do you be a great team? You embrace accountability and you embrace confrontation. Not because you want to have conflict, it's because you want to recognize your peers for their successes. Okay, and if they have a challenge, embrace it and help them. All right, so, you know, with Supernova, we are doing all the things that human beings don't want to do. And that's why it's successful. You know, human beings are pleasure seekers who avoid conflict, confrontation, stress, everything, right? They want to, as human beings, we just want to eat, sleep, and play. And when we're advanced as human beings, successful human beings, defer the gratification and do the things that they need to do in order to be successful. So proper amount of sleep, exercise, and diet makes you physically and mentally ready for the day. And then you do the things that other people aren't willing to do. Nobody's willing to call their clients every month. It's ridiculous. Nobody's willing to go see their clients twice a year. It's too hard. Nobody's willing to have a five-star model and actually do it and then hold each other accountable. Ridiculous. You do it, you'll be different, and you'll do 5 million. If you don't, you'll be just like everybody else. Okay?
Yep.
We have a Marine in this. He knows what I'm talking about.
It doesn't take too much. I mean, that's the old comparison that we hear all the time of, you know, do the Ritz-Carlton model, and there's a reason that only Ritz-Carlton is Ritz-Carlton. It's because none of the other hotels have the discipline and the, you know, to go through with what they're doing. But, you know, when you look around, even when you go out and you shop at local stores or go to local restaurants, it doesn't take a lot to rise above the, you know, everybody else who's in that common place and show that you're a cut above, and clients really appreciate that when we do that for them, when we see that, you know, where we see we do stuff for our clients and they say, you know, oh, I was talking to a friend and their advisor doesn't do this or that. It doesn't take a lot to do. And I think the point you're making, which I heard another fellow veteran of ours comment recently, it's simple, not easy.
That's exactly right. It people have said that to me. I love Supernova. I said, why do you love Supernova so much? Said, because it's simple, but not easy. And that's the key. I mean, just follow through on the details. You know, with Navy, it was attention to detail all the time. I'm sure it's the same in the Marine Corps. Attention to detail. If you didn't get the details right, you screwed it up. So attention to detail. You know, have the agenda. Have the executive summary. Do those small things. Clients love that. Because nobody's willing to do it. And they think, oh, my God, you worked so hard. It's not that hard once you get used to it. You just plug it in. Boom. Once you get the agenda going, you know, you add one or two things to it, and it rolls. And you're actually doing something all the time. It feels great because you're doing things for clients. And then the executive summary clears up everything. No more I say, you say. I mean, we've eliminated all the insidious thieves of time of procrastination and phone tag and interruptions and unnecessary meetings and wasting time. Because, you know, part of what Supernova does is eliminates the time that you can waste time. Because you're busy. You know, you're busy. And if you do it right and you plug in your prospects right along with your clients and put them in the scheduler and call them, you're busy all day and you're prospecting. So it's a very productive day. And at the end of the day, you look at it, you go, you know what? Just like cutting the lawn, it looks beautiful. Doesn't stay that way forever, but it looks good when you're done. So every night you go home and you say, I'm done. I did a good job. And when was the last time you felt that? Going home, you always feel like you didn't do enough. I didn't call enough people. You never feel complete. Supernova makes you feel your job, you did the job. This is what you set out to do. You did it. I mean, people tell me all the time, when was, you know, I go to work, I have a great plan, then all hell breaks loose and I never get it done. Well, that's not going to happen with Supernova. It's done. So anyway, it's a little more speech than I usually give, but, you know, I've learned you really have to be tough on this five-star model, or you'll just blow it off. And it's the backbone. You know, we needed that to coach you. We needed to have structure. And everybody says, get me organized, keep me organized, get me growing, and then keep me growing. Well, you follow the process that we develop here, you'll get both of those things. And then it's just a matter of, you know, the courage to make calls that are a little scary and, you know, putting fear behind you and go ahead and take some risk, and you'll grow like crazy. Okay?
Okay.
Yep.
Unless there's questions on anything in the chapter. It's a good good chapter. It's a big chapter. There's a lot to it. So make sure you go back again. Your homework is to read that the chapter on the five-star model in the Supernova Multiplier. And if you're the leader, go on my website and watch the videos. You have access to the website. If you need it, a password or something, go to Lori and she'll get it for you. But because you are a you've taken this course, you all have free access to the website for all the videos and all the white papers and everything else we've written over 12 years. So it's pretty robust website.
Okay.
All right, we got you off. 26
right,
after.
Sir.
How's that?
Thank you, sir. We'll look
all
forward
right,
to talking to
you
next
guys.
Week. All right.
Bye-bye.
Good evening, Rob.
Have
thank
a good
you.
Night.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.